Welcome to The Cosmic Calling, a podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs and creative souls on a mission to align their life and career with the cosmos. I'm Natalie Wallstein, career astrologer at Soulshine Astrology, and I hope you're ready to unlock your cosmic calling. In this episode, I'm chatting with Amber Lee Lyons, a chakra and Reiki expert at the Chakra Girl Co. and the host of the Chakra Girl Radio podcast. Amber Lee believes you shouldn't have to compromise your love for all things material in order to be spiritual, and she has inspired thousands of women to tap into their chakra energy to live their glitziest lives. I'm super excited to dive in and talk about how she's found her cosmic calling, doing this amazing work, and how you can balance your own chakras to energetically align your business for success. So let's get started. Hi, Amber Lee. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on. I was actually on your podcast, Chakra Girl Radio, a while ago now, and we had such a fun chat together.
And it was amazing.
I would love to start off by having you share what you feel your calling or mission really is in the world today and why it's so important to you.
My calling is definitely to make chakras mainstream and to share just lessons and tips and tricks on how to activate those energies in like a really fun and approachable way without being too woo-woo and like making it fun and chic.
Yes. I love on your website how you say that you're obsessed with your mission to bring chakra balancing to the masses in a fun, approachable, and armpit shaving friendly way.
Yes, exactly. We are all about the aesthetics.
Yes, and basically making chakras modern and cool instead of something with some weird new age stigma attached to them.
Exactly.
We've actually had an episode on this show before talking about the chakras, although this time we're going to be talking about them more for business. But do you want to quickly explain what the chakras are for anyone who's new to this concept or maybe missed the other episode, just so we can all kind of be on the same page?
Totally. So we have these 7 core energy centers. They are in our physical body, our soul body, and our energetic body, and they literally control everything. So we are energy. Everything around us is energy. The opportunities we manifest, the people we manifest, the money we manifest, everything is energy. So in order to be attracting things of a high vibration, we have to be transmitting a high vibration. So our chakras are transmitters and they're receptors. So they're constantly giving off a vibration, and the vibration that we receive back in turn matches that vibration. So it's very easy to get these vibrations off kilter. If there's an emotional issue or physical pain or something from the past that we were are just like not able to shake, that just really upsets the vibration and blocks, you know, they call that like a block chakra or a stagnant chakra or an overactive chakra, whatever it is. It just messes with the energy, and the chakras are kind of like a puzzle piece. So chakra actually means spinning wheel. If everything's not spinning in a circle together and not flowing, it can literally knock off the proper vibration for the rest of the chakras. So it's kind of like a systematic way of really understanding how to remedy our like specific energies based on what's going on in our lives, because each chakra has different, I call them chakra superpowers, that are locked deep down there. So it's about unfogging any discordant energy to unlock those superpowers.
Yes, super cool. What initially led you into working with the chakras in the first place? How did you find out about them, and what was it about them that made you want to kind of make this your life's work?
I was a hot mess in my 20s, and I decided it was time to get my life together. Actually, I really just started doing yoga to lose weight, but then I started realizing that it was like really so much more than that. And I realized that when I started doing yoga, that it was really hard for me to be alone with my thoughts. And then that led me down a path to wanting to understand meditation and how to get, you know, get good at it, essentially. So I started doing a meditation class and I realized really quickly that I had so many blocks and it was really hard for me to sit in silence without swallowing. Like I was swallowing like crazy. Like there was this lump of energy in my throat. And I talked to the teacher about after class and she was like, oh yeah, that's like your throat chakra. I had no idea what she was talking about, but I went home, did a deep dive of what chakras are, and I found crystals and I was like, okay, so I'm going to go buy these crystals. And I did. And then I slept with an aquamarine crystal on my throat for 2 weeks. And within 2 weeks, that lump in my throat was gone. And I felt like I could express myself more. I felt more comfortable speaking in front of class. Like I was in fashion school at the time. I felt more comfortable talking about my feelings and being alone with myself and really living my truth. And then I was like, what else can I fix? And I just started really one by one going through the chakras and remedying anything that was not feeling good. And then I was like, I need to share this because it was really hard for me to find the information. I had to really dig online and it was not fun. Like I was learning from like these super granola people that it just didn't feel like I was like, they don't get me. Like, so I just kind of took the information in and I decided I wanted to share it in just a different way than I'd ever seen it before.
I love that so much, how you use the thing that you're interested in and you're like, more people need to know about this, but then now you're able to translate it in your own way through your own voice to make it more accessible.
Yeah, it's so fun too.
Yeah. So what's the most exciting part to you about what you do?
I mean, I literally just feel like for myself and for my clients, we just become such powerful manifestors. I know manifesting is like such a buzzword right now, but like there's really something to it. And it's like once you expand the vibration of your chakras, you can literally create anything. And it's kind of like a game to me now. It's like I just have a belief that I can literally manifest anything in 3 months. And I hold on to that belief and I just create that reality. So that's, I don't know. I just, it's just so crazy to me how powerful we are once we tune in.
Yeah. So essentially when a chakra is blocked, you're kind of blocking your power and your ability to feel like you can go after what you want. And so working with the chakras, you're unblocking that and you're opening yourself up to receive more too.
Totally.
So I would love to dive into your astrology chart now and kind of look at how your chart relates back to what you're doing now.
Yay.
So you are an Aquarius with your sun in the sixth house of daily work and wellness, which shows that you express yourself the best when you're helping to serve others in streamlining and optimizing their lives to create better flow. And this results in a completely unique forward-thinking or new age way of kind of like ritualizing your life that most people aren't used to thinking about in quite that same way. So it makes a ton of sense that it's through working with the chakras and energy that you do this.
That's wild. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you're totally in alignment.
And in the stars, guys.
Mm-hmm. And then your moon is in Sagittarius, and it's in your fourth house of home, family, and long-term security, which is such an interesting combination because on one hand, being a Sagittarius moon, you crave this freedom to explore your own interests and to kind of hop around to different subjects without needing to be pinned down to kind of any one way of being for very long. But the fourth house is all about kind of grounding down and becoming rooted and creating a comfortable life for yourself and knowing you're going to be okay well into the future.
That sounds exactly like me. Like, I don't know if I'm coming or going sometimes. And it's interesting too, because my husband is like my grounding force and his son is in Sagittarius.
Yeah, he makes you happy. That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. He's grounding and exciting.
That's a good combination, especially for you.
Yes.
So, yeah. And then your rising sign is in Leo, which shows that your role or identity is to be a shining example for others to follow, to show them what's possible for them when they stand fully in their light and harness their power to create their best lives. So that makes a ton of sense for what you're doing.
That is exactly what I do. And I've heard that Leos are kind of like show-offs too. And I was like, yeah, that fits. The glove fits.
Love it. And your last name is Lions. So there you go.
I know, right? I know. Such a good one. Mm-hmm. So fitting. So many synchronicities here.
Indeed. Your chakras must be on fire or something.
Yeah. I mean, I do a little bit of work on them sometimes.
So finally, your career line is in Taurus. So the way that you're meant to do this work of being a leader and a positive role model and kind of like an influencer as well is by helping others find ways to feel more grounded, calm, and serene and supported by the universe, which is so lovely.
And like when I think of Taurus, I think of like stubborn. Like my mom's a Taurus. So I just picture this like, and I feel like that kind of like resonates too.
And Taurus is also about like enjoying, like luxuriating in life.
Yeah.
Luxuriating. So you're helping. That's the way that you're meant to do your job, and also helping others luxuriate in life as well.
That is the goal. That's what I want. I want everyone to just live in a glamorous life. It's so fun.
Love it. So that's your cosmic calling. And so much fun to see how it's so perfectly reflected on your chart.
Yay.
So now I would love to dive deeper into this idea of working with the chakras to create success in your business. So would you mind going through the chakras and just kind of explaining how they relate to business specifically and what we can learn from the chakra system when it comes to doing our life's work in the world?
Totally. So, well, I believe in terms of like purpose and life's work, the crown chakra is literally about being in flow with your purpose and like being kind of like connected to source and letting it guide you into like the right place at the right time with the right people, with the right money and the right, you know, what you're meant to do and how you're meant to do it. So that's the seventh chakra, but let's start at the first chakra. So in order to get to that place, there's a lot of stuff to work through. So the first chakra is the root chakra. In order to, you know, move forward and even like start the business, in order to have momentum in your business, you have to have that really grounded foundation. When I work with my clients, the first thing we work on is like tapping into root chakra energy, tapping into your personal power, tapping into clarity around what you want and your core message and your mission and like making it super, super strong. And that's your foundation. You know, that's obviously the first thing that you need to work on, whether you're launching your business or whether you're taking it to the next level, is like clarity, you know, and those foundational mission core elements. So then the next chakra is your sacral chakra, which is about your passion. It's about your creativity. It's about your emotions. So when you are launching a brand or you're, you know, taking your influence to the next level, you need to dig deeper into the emotion, into the creativity, into your story, into your passion in order to put it out there. Even in terms of your visual brand, having the aesthetics of your business, you know, look the right way or look appealing, you need to have that sacral chakra energy and flow. It's also really about your worthiness. So like charging your worth, you know, not being afraid to ask for people to pay you. All of that stuff is so important, and that resides in the sacral chakra. The next is the solar plexus chakra right below your rib cage. So that is all about your spark and your vibrant energy, and also about your source energy. So many women get burnt out. So many women are just operating in this like go, go, go way and not replenishing and recharging. So the first thing we need to do is replenish the solar plexus. If you're someone who's constantly running around saying, I don't have enough time, you know, there's not enough hours in the day, that just means your solar plexus needs more love. So you got to give love to that solar plexus. And then how that implements into the business is being motivated, you know, taking action, you know, going out there and being focused and getting stuff done. You know, in order to tap into that superpower, you need to be doing the self-care stuff. So the next chakra is your heart chakra. The heart chakra is about balance. So the balance between giving and receiving, the balance between feminine and masculine, the balance between work and play. And, you know, that is so relevant in business because you need to be, you know, giving information and you need to be receiving money and payment for it. You need to be receiving clients. You need to, you know, be masculine and that you're taking action, but you need to be feminine that you're trusting and allowing that to come back to you. So there's so, so much balance that needs to be harnessed in order to be successful in business. And typically, again, with the heart chakra, it really reflects back on how you're treating yourself. So, so many of us have this deep-seated, not loving side of ourselves where we're not giving ourselves enough love, like deep, deep down. So if you're giving too much and not receiving enough in return, or if you find that you're being a little selfish and not giving enough, then you need to look at, you know, how can I fill myself up so much that I can continue to give? So heart chakra is so, so important. And then the throat chakra is about really communicating your message and putting it out there. I see so many women, they build their business, they like get their services and everything's ready. And then when it's time to put it out there, they just freeze and perfectionism pops up and fear of putting yourself out there pops up and fear of not being good enough, fear of failure, all that stuff pops up. So when it's time to work on the throat chakra, it's really about looking at those fears and coming up with new beliefs and new stories and new authentic truths that allow you to move forward instead of stalling you in fear. So that's such an important step in, you know, really launching and putting yourself out there and, you know, stepping into a bigger influencer role. You need to have that throat chakra in check. The third eye chakra is really interesting because I really directly correlate the third eye chakra with sales. So it's about wisdom. It's about connection. It's about inward reflection. So you want to be like, I'm not really down with, like, I sometimes use the term sales strategy, but I don't really see it as a strategy. I look at it as this like universal connection to the person that you're meant to be selling to. So when you look at it that way, you know, this person was placed in front of you for a reason. You have something that you can support them with, and you're merely telling them about how it's going to help them. And then, you know, when you do that in the right way that feels aligned, and you're using your intuition and speaking to them from a place of that inner guidance, not a place of trying to do like a sales strategy or like saying the right, you know, sales script, then that's when the aligned sale happens.
Yeah, that's such a good point. It's kind of like tapping into the real reasons why someone would want what we have to offer and kind of putting yourself in their shoes in that way.
Exactly. And when you do that, it's like you're not even working. It's like you're not even selling. It's like this is just, you know, you're just having a conversation and helping someone.
Yeah.
And then the crown chakra, like I mentioned, is about that flow state. So many of us are hustling and grinding, and I kind of can't with those words. when you are, you know, activated and aligned, you're going to be working, you're going to be putting in time, you're going to be putting in energy, but it's going to feel good. And yeah, there are going to be days that suck. There are going to be days that you're crying. There are going to be days that are harder than others and take more work. You're going to be in that flow from a place of, you know, learning, a place of still being aligned and still being in the right place at the right time. And it's going to feel right, you know, and you're going to see the results and you're going to, you know, meet the right people. And you're going to, when your energy is activated, you're really going to be like manifesting like crazy.
And it's so interesting to think of it as if you have one of these areas off, it just throws the whole system off too.
Totally. And I mean, we're all going to have like a little bit of imbalance somewhere. Most of, like, if you've never done this work, you'll probably have an imbalance, a little bit of imbalance in all the chakras, but that's okay. As long as you're doing the work and you're, you know, intentionally remedying things and doing the daily work, then you're just expanding and expanding and expanding that frequency every single day.
Yes. So what are some practices you personally have to keep your own chakras in tune and in balance so you can work more successfully in your business?
It really just is implementing it into your daily practice. For me, my daily practice includes something. I always include something for my mind, body, soul, and energy, which I know is like super cliche. Essentially, we make sure that for the mind, we're doing something like journaling, or we're doing, you know, mantra or reading, whatever it may be, but we're always doing something to make sure that our thoughts are aligned with the frequency that we want to be at. So if you're working on your root chakra, you know, a mantra like I am a wealthy woman, or I am powerful, or whatever it is that resonates with you, that's allowing you to get mentally on the right vibration. So that's for your mind, for your body, just moving your body. Your body is your vessel for your chakras and for your energy. So just make sure you're stretching, you know, breathing into that area. You know, if you've got a blocked sacral chakra, like really take deep belly breaths. If you, and like do some hip openers, like just make sure the energy is always kind of moving. So for your soul meditations, there's so many chakra meditations you can do out there. I have some. You can just Google like root chakra meditation or whatever chakra you're working on. And at a soul level, that's going to get you aligned. And then for your energy, visualizing. So really visualizing, if you want to work on your root chakra, that means you want more abundance. So what does more abundance look like, feel like, you know, smell like, taste like, and getting yourself into getting your subconscious mind into an actual belief that that's where you are at that moment. And then you'll vibrate at that frequency.
Yes. That's such a Taurus concept as well, which is your career.
Okay.
It's like feeling the success on every level.
Yes, exactly.
So do you also use crystals to kind of work with your chakras as well?
Totally. So, so what I essentially do in the morning is I have a bath, which allows me to tap more into like my upper chakras and like the feminine chakras, and that like ease and that flow. And in the bath, I use crystals. I use like elite shungite in the bath, which is an energy cleanser. It just depends on what I'm working with, but typically I'll use an amethyst. I'll like place it by my head, like on the ledge of the bathtub. I'll usually put like a sodalite somewhere, or, you know, whatever I feel like working with, whatever chakra I'm working with. And that is that's energy work as well, because it's the crystal's emitting a frequency and it's matching the frequency of your chakra and like aligning it. So yeah, I use crystals, meditate, journal, all of that stuff in the bath. It's the best.
Yeah. I love that explanation of how crystals work, because mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many people I've talked to that are like, I have crystals, but I don't really know what that means to work with them.
Yes.
So you can kind of gain energy from them, and their kind of vibration can help you with yours.
Exactly.
So have you found that it's gotten easier for you over time to kind of notice when your chakras are out of balance and kind of when you need to work on a certain area?
Totally. And I think it just comes down to like knowledge. I always say your body is your best textbook. So it just literally comes down to taking the time to tune in. And I think we all have that ability. Like once you understand, and it's literally just like memorization at first, and then you'll start to feel like what the different imbalances feel like. And then it literally just takes you like tuning in to understand where you're not balanced, or like just looking at what's going on in your life and understanding it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I find I'm always really, not always, but a lot of the times I can be really like kind of top heavy. And so I'm working on grounding all the time.
Yes.
And I've had times where I could barely feel my feet walking on the floor.
Yes.
And then meanwhile, I'm downloading all these amazing insights, which is really cool, but I can't survive that way forever.
Totally.
And so that's how I can tell that I'm kind of out of balance, or I might get really spacey. And then I know I need to ground down, and I usually will like drink some beet juice or eat potatoes or go for a walk and kind of meditate on pulling my energy down into the earth, which can be so powerful.
So true. And ironically, like for most people that want to work on their upper chakras and that want to be more feminine and that want to like have those centers more open, it mostly requires working on the lower chakras too, because that usually is what's blocking us. I feel like naturally most people have open upper chakras, but we block them with the lower chakras. So, you know, think of like, especially starting, you know, at the heart and working your way down, like how can you unblock that so that everything up top can flow more?
So how do you usually work with your clients when kind of you're working on chakra imbalances? What is that process like when you work with business owners specifically?
Yeah. So with some of my clients, we do in some of the programs that I do, we actually do a chakra activation on the call, or it's like Reiki energy work, and we use crystals, and it's kind of like hypnosis. It's like a whole conglomerate of healing modalities that I've just kind of coined a chakra activation. So we do that. And then also just
I will create them like a custom daily practice, and I teach them how to create their own custom daily practice. Because at the end of the day, the important thing is for them to be able to do it on their own, because I'm not always going to be there. So just really empowering them to like tune inward and learn what it feels like for them and how to, how to just like tune in and understand what they need when they need it.
That's so, so important. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners about working with chakras?
Make it fun. Like, it doesn't have to be like this like daunting thing. I feel like things change so much more quickly than you think. Like, literally, if you start at the root chakra and work on that for 2 weeks, like your life will change. And then you'll be like, wow, like that was so quick. Like, how do I fix everything else? So I feel like we see it as this like, oh, there's so much to change and I've got so much wrong in my life and I got to work on my money and my relationships and my career and this. It's just too many little things. But it's actually just one thing. It's just the chakras. Once you get that figured out, everything falls into place. Like once you get that practice and that like internal, you know, deep dive figured out, all that other stuff falls into place. So it can be easy and it can feel good and it can be an exploration and just have fun with it.
Yeah, I can imagine some people probably listening to this are like, I need to add all this extra stuff to my morning routine now. Like, this sounds like too much work, but it's ultimately going to shift all the other areas of your life. And so it's actually very practical in the end.
Yeah. And it could literally, it could take you 5 minutes. Like you could meditate for two, journal for one, stretch for 30. So like it's like as long as you're doing something, it's better than nothing. I'm not like into the all or nothing vibe. Like just a little bit is better than nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes I think it's good to take these things slow too, because I know when I first found out about chakras, I'm like, I'm going to work on them. I'm going to shift all this energy. And then it did start shifting kind of my environment. And I was dealing with issues that I was afraid to deal with before because I had brought them up to deal with them in my life. And it can be a lot all at once.
That's another thing. Yeah. Things will come up, but to clear out.
It's all part of the journey of our soul growth.
Yes, girlfriend.
Amazing. Thank you so much for being on the show. I'm so happy we got a chance to reconnect again and look at the chakras in a different light that I think so many people will find to be so helpful.
Yay. Thank you so much for having me.
I would love to have you close out today's episode by sharing a quote that has really inspired you.
It's not like a famous quote. It's just something that I always say and remind myself of, is that everything turns out better than expected. And even if in the moment something turns out worse than expected, it's because something else better is in the works. So I just constantly am reminding myself of that. And that constant reminder that I give myself actually manifests that reality and everything just turns out way better. So make it your mantra, guys.
Yes, I love that so much. It's funny because just the other day I was kind of stressed out with work and I'm like, everything's working out. Mm-hmm. And just saying that was so powerful.
Right? I know. So good.
Just got to train your mind.
Yes.
If you'd like to take the next step to work on balancing your chakras, you can download Amber Lee's Chakra Activation Meditation by becoming a patron of the podcast on Patreon. For as little as $5, you'll gain access to every bonus resource ever released on the show and get the inside scoop on what is going on behind the scenes, kind of like an after party, if you will. Get Amber Lee's meditation and become a patron by going to patreon.com/thecosmiccalling. For complete episode show notes and links for everything mentioned throughout this episode, check out soulshineastrology.com/episode31. For more information on astrology readings, reports, and classes to help you unlock your cosmic calling, and to sign up to receive my weekly and monthly forecasts, check out soulshineastrology.com. You can also follow along elsewhere by searching for Soulshine Astrology on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review for The Cosmic Calling wherever you love to listen. And if you screenshot your review and email it to info@soulshineastrology.com, you'll receive a code to get 10% off an astrology reading or report. In our next episode, we're going through the four elements in astrology and looking at how they can help us understand our strengths and weaknesses and what kinds of people we work the best with.